Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. As I forecast last week, some swell, sunny days have sprung forth from the leaden skies of our first 2 weeks in month 10. However, here we are at the midpoint, and October is already showing the wrinkles of middle age. While the last of those buttery birch leaves are barely hanging on, other leaflets, having already reached earth, are crunchy as a fresh box of Wheaties. Among the coniferous part of the forest, previous year's white and red pine needles have ceased blanketing the forest floor, but we have yet to see the completed dose of white cedar fronds adding their texture to the browning landscape. Meanwhile, those delightful tamaracks are stealing the show in the final act of Mother Nature's autumn tinting extravaganza. As the foliage of 2014 takes a final bow, it's only right these lacy, needled creations should top off the layering process with their feathery down. The first substantial freeze whitened rooftops in this neighborhood last weekend. It seemed appropriately untimely, as our coldest morning would be the one chosen to bring in the Wilder Smith dock. Nevertheless, with visible puffs of steamy breath, my good neighbor, his son, and my dear wife took to the task. The contrast between assembly last spring with water temps in the high 30s and rippling liquid up to my chin was noteworthy. This time, the H2O hovered at 52, while the depth was not more than waist deep due to the seasonal outflow headed to Hudson's Bay. While still in the water task mode and clad in my wetsuit, wildfire sprinkler systems were retired from service for the coming winter. Both jobs well done and checked off the getting ready for winter list. Now it's time for less critical preparations as we make ready for the enhanced cool down. Let her freeze. By the way, not to raise anyone's ire, I did get the snowblade put on my pusher. Guess I must have spoken too loud last week about the big bear who's been visiting many Gunflint Lake residents, avoiding the Wilder Smith neighborhood. No sooner had last week's column hit WTIP airwaves than a gal living up the hill behind us let me know the ravenous critter had paid a visit to her place the previous night. She shares the big fellow did a job on the door to a seed storage facility before she dispatched it with some harsh words and banging racket. It may be pressing my luck, but at this scribing, our place has been passed by and the welcome mat is not out. Oops, I uttered too soon. The big guy, or maybe one of its kin, attempted a little trespassing up onto the deck last Sunday evening. I had a brief discussion with the burly one and fired a couple shots into the air, assuring it I meant business in regard to being an uninvited guest. Tail between its legs, the shadowy beast scurried off into the darkness. Speaking of critters which are more tolerable, the Gunflint winter welcome wagon has hit the trail. Flocks of snow bunnies have been seen gathering in several roadside locations during my weekly treks up and down the trail. Up to their usual tactics of exploding right in front of one's vehicle, I've been startled on a couple instances by an eruption of their little white rumps fluttering happily off into oblivion. I haven't heard many reports of grouse hunter successes, but if they're not bagging any, it's not for a lack of birds. I see plenty of the quirky, unassuming chicken birds at almost every turn of your head along any number of backcountry roads. The past hatching season must have been productive for coveys of this much sought-after game bird. On a final note, if you haven't made a trip up to check out the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center during the summer, time is running out. The facility will be closing for the season after this coming Sunday. It will be your last chance to view the wonderful temporary exhibit of Gunflint butterflies, skippers, and moths. Don't miss this special display, along with a chance to do some early holiday season bargain hunting in the gift shop. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the accents of October along the Gunflint Trail.